actually try it on. You might like it.
You're always trying to get me to put this sweater on.
There you go. That's the mange sweater.
Yeah, itches a little. Itches just a little.
It's going to itch for a few days. I should have warned you about that before I put it on your body.
It's safe to say they're making this stuff up. On Wednesday, Dan Seitzma and Brian Lamb of Crawl Space Theater Productions performed this bit in the WMUK studio without notes or a script, and they had just about as much energy as they do on stage.
Let's get this business going.
Maybe we can embrace the itch.
It's called improv theater. The performers take one or two suggestions from the audience and then use it in a scene.
Are people looking for mange?
Crawl Space will perform with 14 other improv troupes at the annual Kalamazoo Improv Festival this weekend. Seitzma says most of the groups will do what's called long-form improv.
So there's a difference in styles of improv. There's short form, which is more of the whose line is it anyway style of improv. So generally the scenes last probably 5 minutes at the most. You know, sometimes on a rare occasion they'll go longer. But long-form improv, you get a suggestion from the audience and it goes from 20 to 30 minutes with scene after scene after scene that people are creating that all kind of stem from that initial suggestion, but it just kind of goes in its own direction.
One of the most important things in improv is what Seitzma and Lamb call yes and. This is where one person agrees to what a performer has done in a scene and adds to it.
You know, somebody comes in the door and says, I've got a lot of money and I want to spend it at your store. Okay, you're somehow running a store. If you were to say something like, well, welcome to the DMV, you know, clearly that's not a store. So you've just negated them. You've essentially said no to what they just came in with. But if you said, well, great, because we just got a new shipment of frog toenails, then you're saying yes. Okay, I'm acknowledging that this is a store, which you just, you know, implied. And then I'm building on it and saying what kind of a store it is.
Improvisers also try to help the audience visualize the scene with things like invisible props.
That's something I still struggle with. When we start shoveling, I just start shoveling with the, you know, where did that shovel come from? It just appeared in my hand. Really good improvisers know that you have to go pick it up, or else the audience is sort of like, what is going on? The more real that you make the scene feel, just with the object and the environment, the more that the audience can see what you're creating.
These are genuine candy wrappers. Your daughter's brand.
Yep.
It's only been like an hour or so. But that's what I do as a private investigator of children that have been lost for just a matter of a couple hours. That's where I excel.
Yeah.
Lamb says one big myth about improv is that performers don't rehearse.
People always say, well, what do you mean you go to an improv rehearsal? And we're not memorizing lines. We're not, you know, or anything. We're examining these techniques that we bring to a scene and seeing which of these techniques resonates and that we're comfortable with. And it's been great. We've been very honest and just working with each other to improve as a team.
I mean, I just want to carve out some land, and this is going to be fjord country.
Okay.
It really isn't just people jumping on a stage and trying to make you laugh. It really isn't. It's people on stage working together to create a story that's never been told, that will never be told again, and they want you to experience that with them.
You've thought about this.
Let's have the mascot be a bull, and that'll be the fjord Taurus.
I like where your head's at.
The Kalamazoo Improv Festival starts tonight at 6 at Farmers Alley Theater.